You know you're in a financial crisis when the collection of opaque financial terms that we've all had to learn, like credit default swaps, short selling, subprime, expands to include yet one more, an obscure technical accounting rule. Now, it might not sound sexy. It's called mark-to-market accounting, and it requires banks to price assets according to how they could be sold on the open market, which should make sense. That's until you remember that the modifier most likely to precede assets these days is toxic, and many banks are sheltering loans they can't sell or get off their balance sheets. Marking to this market is no fun. This past week, the mark-to-market rule was put under congressional scrutiny, not to mention the eagle eye of NPR correspondent David Kestenbaum, and he joins us now. Thanks for loading yet one more opaque financial term on us, David.
Sure. Not my fault, you know.
So let's take a look at this. Why does this accounting rule matter?
Let me just say that if you were to change even a small detail of this rule, that could dramatically alter the balance sheets of some of the largest banks in the world. This rule, how it's interpreted, that's the difference between whether some of these banks on paper appear to be totally fine or completely insolvent. So it is just a huge, huge issue.
Wow, it sounds like a little sleeping, ticking time bomb. Could you please explain it?
Yeah. I've tried to think of metaphors. I can't, so I'm just going to give it to you straight. This is Financial Accounting Standard 157, and here's what it says. So let's say you, Jackie Leiden, are a big bank and you own some of these toxic assets, mortgage-backed securities, and they were worth a dollar when you bought them, but now they're worth less. So how much less? How do you answer that question? Well, the rule says that whenever you can, you have to go out and look around and see what these things are selling for in the marketplace. So if they're going for 50 cents today, then you got to write that it's worth 50 cents.
Okay.
You got to mark it, you know, price it to the market value, mark to market. The problem today is that there just is not an active market for a lot of these toxic assets. People just aren't buying and selling them. That's one reason why they're toxic assets.
Well, what are the banks lobbying for? You said it could make such a dramatic difference for them.
Well, the banks say that right now, too often, the rule forces them to make their balance sheets look worse than they actually are. So they say, look, the markets are really messed up right now. The prices don't make any sense. Everyone's terrified of these toxic assets, and no one has any money to buy them. So the market value, it doesn't reflect what these things are really worth if we hold on to them. So banking lobbyists say, you know, what they say is we want clarification. And I think what that really means is they want more flexibility to use the prices that they would argue at least are more accurate.
Well, who's coming around to the banking industry's position?
I'm actually not hearing a lot of people who have strongly changed their views, but what you're hearing are people maybe leaning toward softening them a bit. So, for instance, here is the second richest man in the world, Warren Buffett, investor, on CNBC.
I've always been suspicious when you give a CEO a pen and tell him it's the honor system. And anything other than mark-to-market works in that direction. Now, it's true, I think, that mark-to-market has had a... It's been some gasoline on the fire in terms of financial institutions.
I mean, this week, the chairman of the Financial Accounting Standards Board, which writes the rules, went before Congress, and he said he was going to hope to give new guidance on the rules for how they're applied within a few weeks. So we'll have to see what happens. The whole idea behind Treasury's plan is to actually try and create a market for these things. So the banks will be trying to sell it for, you know, a high price, and the Treasury will be offering somewhere less. And then the idea is they meet in the middle. You know, the good news about that is that it would finally establish a real price for these toxic assets. And that, you know, that is just at the core of this problem. And I think a lot of people feel like it would really help if we just had some agreed upon sense for what these things are worth.
So at least they could start to get bought and sold.
We could know which banks were good, which banks were in trouble. You know, it would just clarify things.
Well, thanks for yet another piece of financial arcana.
You're welcome.
David Kestenbaum is a correspondent for NPR, and you can find him at NPR's Planet Money blog and podcast. That's at npr.org/money. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.